We're back with politics and more. We're kind of looking at the differences between the American Revolution of 1776 and the subsequent French Revolution that happened about a decade and a half later. And they both followed dramatically different tracks, because the American Revolution was much more orderly, whereas the French Revolution descended into chaos. And ultimately, that chaos led to a counterbalance, I suppose, with the rise of Napoleon. Now, another thing I wanted to kind of point out between the two is Greg Hopkins has been kind of discussing some of the Christian basis of the American Revolution and the beliefs of the founding fathers. But the French Revolution itself, a lot of the leaders of the French Revolution were extremely anti-religious, or even some, a lot of them were very anti-Catholic. They prosecuted the Catholic Church in France as part of their revolution. A lot of church property was seized, and so the French Revolution really, really went in a direction of anti-religion. In fact, a lot of people don't know, but in the French Revolution, in the first few years of it, first they attempted to establish what they called a, essentially it was a state-sponsored religion, but it wasn't even really a religion. It was called the cult of reason there in France. And when this happened, some of those who helped create this cult of reason, as they called it, it was supposed to be essentially the worship of reason itself. One, they tried to take away any sort of Christian symbolism. I was reading where one of the leaders of the cult of reason, they even would go to graveyards and remove any sort of Christian symbols, such as crosses or anything that indicated that the soul was immortal. So there was a very much an anti-religion, religious basis to a lot of the leaders of the French Revolution when it broke out. Very, very anti-religious as part of that. And that, now it's not all of the leaders of it, but there was a very much that almost an anti-religious aspect to that. And the Catholic Church, which was predominant there in France during that time, was very much persecuted during the French Revolution. So many of those leaders were just so anti-religious and especially anti-Christian. And eventually the cult of reason was replaced by the cult of the supreme being about a year or two later. And it was kind of another countermeasure to that cult of reason. But the cult of the supreme being was a little bit more in line with, I guess it would be deism, because it recognized a supreme being. I wouldn't call it Christian by any stretch of the imagination, but it did kind of restore a little bit of that. But I would say that the anti-religious aspect of the French Revolution, permeated down, I think, in French society for decades to come. Would you not agree, Greg?
Yes, the French have been basically the leaders in secularism, and it's spread through Europe ever since then. And I must say that it led to great governmental instability throughout the 19th century and even more so after the First World War. So to this day, France is a very, very divided country and still quite a pagan country. I had a friend went there about 20 years ago and said the only New Testament he found was in a Bible bookstore in a cathedral.
Well, it's ironic when you look at Notre Dame and mm-hmm. and you and you look at some of the historical basis of the anti-religious aspect of some in French society, and it really kind of can be traced back to the French Revolution. And again, what we're looking at the contrast between the French Revolution and the American Revolution, and they both took on so much different aspects, and the effect of them would last, you know, generations. Essentially, America was defined by a lot of the ideals and the Christian basis of the people versus how the French Revolution went.
And the various
really kind
communist,
of off the rail, so to speak.
Various communist revolutions around the world, starting with Russia, are all directly related to the French Revolution. Incompetent historians say, well, the American Revolution and the French Revolution are very similar. No, they're not. And it's obvious very quickly when you start looking at the history. But the idea was secular humanism, that mankind, as mankind, without any God or any guidance, can solve all the questions of life and prosperity. There's a guy called Condorcet. He was a philosopher of the Revolution, was a big Jacobin, and his Jacobin buddies got mad at him, and he was in an attic hiding from all his former friends so he wouldn't get his head chopped off, and writing a book at the same time about the ultimate perfectibility of man. He was finally captured, and he died in prison of smallpox before they could cut his head off. But this is what these people thought of, and that's what they think of today. We can just do anything, just get rid of God. He's just an inconvenience.
All right. Well, we have actually accomplished this. In an hour, we've talked about the difference between the American Revolution and the French Revolution.
Fantastic.
I hope that everybody who listens learned a little bit. I mean, I've learned some, kind of doing some research. I knew some of this, but still spent some time. How about you, Rosemary?
Oh, definitely. It's like this is a good brush up on some of my history.
And, you know, again, it's important to know where we've come from and where we're going as a country. A lot of people don't like history, but I love history, and it is important to study it because it allows us to understand where we were and where we're going as a country. And, you know, again, it's important to know no matter what, but for future generations to know, you know, the sacrifices that previous generations have made as we work toward a more perfect union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the history, you can't know where you are or where you're going without knowing where you've been.
Okay? Yes, that is definitely for sure. Everyone, have a great 4th of July. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, here at Politics and More. Everyone, have a great 4th of July.